Extra Points Podcast Network, North and South, coming to you on a Monday morning. Yes, Spaghetti and Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, brother Brian, Darren, the Pauly Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hi, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Fun weekend that turned not so fun. Harry visited. My oldest son had a playoff game, varsity playoff game. He starts, plays on defense, very excited. Talked about it. The whole town gets involved. You see people at the post office. It's like a Friday Night Lights, but in a spoiled California beach town, kind of. They lost 46-43. I don't even want to get into what the hell happened before the game, but there was a lot of COVID craziness going on. But anyway, things picked up then as my younger son bashed Harry in the thigh. There was a night you're practicing. Actually, Harry, you were practicing before that. Do you remember what happened? You had a good, he was pitching to you in the backyard, my youngest son. Do you remember that conversation? What happened there?
Well, in the backyard, he's pitching to me, throwing his fastball, throwing his forkball, his curve. And then all of a sudden, to the right, I said, look out, because there's some dog poop there.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, oh, okay, yeah, I'll get it in a little bit. He's like, wait a minute, you get it. You're the one who you're the master of picking up dog poop.
He observed that you were the master of picking up dog poop.
I said, not anymore. Ken's not my boss. Now your dad's my boss. It's like, you're still, he's like, so what? You're still a master of it.
Yeah, if you're a master, who cares who's writing the checks, right? It doesn't really matter. Once you're a master.
I'm a little worried. Is Harry teaching him how to throw a curveball, Sal? I don't know. I'd get out of that quickly.
Yeah, what did you say, Harry?
I'd get out of that quickly.
Put it this way, Darren. The kid's so good. Little Big H is so good that he doesn't even need a curveball. He's got so much. His gas is amazing.
Good. No, wow. That's what it should be. Just throwing gas and a changeup. That's all he needs right now.
And that was fun. And then the next day we went to the beach and he knocked you over with a hard wiffle ball line drive. And it all went downhill from there. Harry went home to wash windows. And Pauly Kid, our Cowboys lost on Sunday. The weekend ended with a dud.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know what to say. It was a terrible game for us. There's too many injuries. You know, Ty Smith not being in there. It was a mad rush. How many pressures on Dak the whole game? Like he wasn't very good either. But you know, five sacks, a gazillion pressures. The O line was terrible. Harry took the over again, which we should have known. When Harry takes the Chiefs over, you just gotta swallowing wiffle balls. But what do you think, Pauly Kid? I don't know. We didn't need it as much as the Chiefs did, but it was ugly.
Brother Brian and I had the over 2.5 touchdown passes for both Dak and Mahomes in that game as well.
Yeah.
We got a big zero from both. It's the key to the Cowboys consistently seems to be Smith. When he's out, they just don't work as well together on the front of that line. The Chiefs really were daring the Cowboys to throw. They were in man-to-man coverage in a lot of that game yesterday, daring the Cowboys receivers to beat them. There was some three or four terrible drop passes. Noah Brown, Cedric Wilson,
yeah.
But, you know, the game could have changed right away. Prescott misses a wide-open gallop early in the game, and it just kind of, he never got into a flow of the game. I don't know what to think of the game. It's like I'm very proud of the defense. I mean, Dan Quinn makes some great adjustments throughout the game. Parsons is emerging not only to me as the defensive rookie of the year. He might be in the running just for overall defensive player of the year. The guy is a machine. He's a one-man wrecking crew out there for that team. So the defense played a very nice game yesterday.
It's so funny. He's not even up there in the top. What am I looking at here?
I mean,
31 names. He's not even in.
I don't know why. He should be sneaking in there at this point. This is a team. They're just short guys right now. They better get them back in a hurry here,
Darren,
for Thursday. Some of them at least.
Yeah,
Darren. Let me add this, Darren. Don't count on getting the NFC East just yet. Philadelphia has their remaining schedule. Philadelphia's remaining schedule is the Jets and the rest of the NFC East. That's all they got.
Yeah, interesting. That's fine. Cowboys have the Giants and two against the Washington team, and they have a half, you know, they beat the Eagles head to head and have a two.
Washington's coming on lately too. Heineke. Rocket.
Okay. Is that one of the teams that Philadelphia plays that you just pointed out? Okay.
Yeah, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose.
Are you, maybe you're just saying. I don't know.
So I just, it was an empty feeling. That game left me with an empty feeling yesterday because it sucked. Like they drove the ball okay. You know, they got inside the Chiefs 35 times, didn't get one touchdown out of it.
Yeah, and it's just like everything's going, but like when the offensive line is bad and Mike McCarthy's making dumbass decisions to not call timeout with 36 seconds left, and then all of a sudden you have 22 seconds now, and Dak is rushing it, and then at the end of the I hated punting with 7 minutes left. I'm like, you're not going to get the ball back twice without Kansas City scoring. I know it was 4th and 9, but run a play there. But we had everything pointing against us. The injuries. Look, Noah Brown, Cedric Wilson, and Michael Gallup is not the same as Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. It's just not. It's just so. And we're going to have to do that Thursday against your team. My God, the Raiders. Can we count on you to be done, Brother Brian? Can we count on this team to have just walked away from it all?
I told you we were done. I told you last week. Carr looked mentally defeated. Again, he looks just. He doesn't look the same. I mean, it looks like he doesn't want to be there. It's almost like he, a combination of just not reaching where he thought he would be and the Raiders just season falling apart. But, you know, I will say that being said, they are done for the season. I do think this Thursday they'll come out and they'll play. Okay. They're going to make it a game. I don't see, I don't see this being a blowout, especially with these injuries that the Cowboys had.
Right. I know. I hate that. We'll jump into that in a couple of days. We'll have that posted for you. We'll go over all the Thursday games. That'll post Wednesday morning. Packers, Vikings. Brian, were you the one who took the Packers? I mean, you probably had the right side, but on our better edge pick, I think three of us had the Vikings. Did you have the Packers?
You guys hit it. I had the Packers. I mean, it seemed like Cousins was trying to give that game away. He should have had at least like 4 easy picks in that game. Maybe even more.
Well, the one that was called the pick, and then he didn't have it. He rolled it, hit the ground. Between that and they were going out on downs before the whole helmet to helmet late hit on the quarterback, roughing the quarterback. So those two plays were huge. It really looked like the Packers were gonna put it away.
Yep. And I had a lot riding on the Packers in that game too, just money line. So that sucked.
I will say, I'm off the Rams now, and the Rams play the Packers this week. And again, we'll go over those games later in the week. We'll still have podcasts all week, though. I think this is the time, if you're going to take the Packers, to do it. Plus 490 to win the NFC, and I think 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. Because even blowing that game yesterday, Parley Kid, do you feel like they haven't played a game that they needed to win in a while? Like, it's all been gravy, and they go into Arizona when Mark Murray was, you know, they kind of put him out for the year, it looks like. Now, and they won that game they shouldn't have won. It's the whole Rodgers lethargic, whatever, we'll go through the motions and we'll end up on top. But I think that's a good number for them, both for NFC and the
championship. I like that for them, Sal. You know, especially if their home field is going to be.
Right. And if they beat the Rams this week, that number will be lower, much lower.
Yes, it's a good time to pounce on it right now. And it's an Aaron Rodgers-led team. So why not? They're going to be getting some guys back, and that's a great call. So I like that.
On the other hand, Brady now 3-1 to win MVP, and a lot of people going crazy. Harry included texted me, and this is a big point of contention on extra points. Damashek said 100-1 odds. Jonathan Taylor, jump on it for MVP. And Martin Weiss said, you're crazy. I'll give you 200-1 odds, and they bet $50 on it. And now five touchdowns later, Jonathan Taylor is 25-1 odds, but he ain't winning it. He's just not winning it. There's an award out there for him. It's called Offensive Player of the Year. And right now he's neck and neck with Cooper Kupp, but they just don't give it to running backs, Harry. They just don't. I mean, Derrick Henry's year last year was untoppable, over 2,000 yards. He got 0 MVP votes.
Crazy.
Doesn't get
it. Oh, I know. At the end of the season, he still was like 40-1 Henry last year, but he had 2,000 yards last year, 17 total touchdowns. But look at what Taylor does is take so much pressure off Wentz. This team is rolling right now. crushed the Bills, and Taylor has 1,500 yards already and 15 total touchdowns. He's going to smash Henry's touchdown of 17 touchdowns last year. He's going to smash that. And if you look at it, Brady, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks, but hasn't played well. Josh Allen, 5 picks in the last 3 games. Kyler, who knows how long he's still going to be out, 3 games in a row being injured. I don't know. I mean, Taylor continues on this pace, and if the Colts continue to win, I mean, he might have 2,300 yards total by the end of the season and might have 25 touchdowns.
I don't know, but no, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I think he'll have to have those numbers to be considered. By the way, you know what would have helped if they had beaten, held on to beat the Titans after being up 14? Well, how about the Titans? They're up 14 on them. And the Baltimore game, of course. If they're the top seed in the AFC, then it's a different story. But, Bri, one of these guys, Brady or somebody, Allen's going to have 11 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks, and that'll be that, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Allen and that Bills offense. It looks weird. I mean, if you want
to Bri.
If you want to take a flyer on Taylor, because I think he's still 25-1,
25,
right?
Yep.
But, one of these quarterbacks you figure will distinguish themselves. And, again, for Taylor to get it, too, they got to finish – they got to keep winning. They got to still finish probably in the top
so two or three. Let's talk about that, because I mentioned yesterday on Twitter or something that the two best teams in the AFC might not even win their division in New England and Indianapolis. So right now, the Chiefs still at home. If you had to say, all right, you can't, there's one place you don't want to play, it'd be Arrowhead in January. That would still be my bet. But it's interesting odds with the Steelers losing yesterday. They're now -410 to not make the playoffs. Wow. Mm. So that tie is working against them for sure. Mm. How about this, Parlay Kid? I know you're a Patriots fan. You're born and bred. You hate the, the Cowboys.
Patriots lover.
Fifth or sixth favorite team now for the Parlay Kid. No, but the Bills to not make the playoffs, and Grant, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but could it be that the Bills don't make the playoffs? You got +450. If the Patriots win that division, the Bills could be on the outside looking in with all these 6-4 teams right now, right?
Well, you and I alike were all over the Bills earlier to start the year.
Yeah.
Right now, the Pats are the better team, Sal.
Sure.
They're better, right? I mean, so, the Bills, they've been so unimpressive that they might just slide away. I'm not sure what's going to happen with them right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
Brother Brian.
Teams are beating their crap.
What are you going to
point?
I had said in the beginning of the year, I think FanDuel boosted it for me and Simmons, that 6 West teams would make the playoffs, both from the AFC and NFC. Now it's looking like 4 would be a lot.
Yeah.
Seattle bowing out. Denver, your Raiders look like they're not interested. I don't know. Out of those West teams or AFC North, who's best value right now?
Well, let's think about this. Well, the Chargers don't give you any value, right? They're -260 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, for some, everybody still loves them, even though they could have really lost that game easily. Like, I don't know. Yeah. They turned it over. I don't know how the Steelers blew it after. Yeah. I don't know how they got back into it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would say the team that's probably, that is playing well right now, we talked about it the other day, it was the 49ers, right? So they're still even money. So in the West in general, the West teams in general to make the playoffs, I think that's still pretty good.
You gave that out, I think, last week. They're getting big plus money. Now it's even.
It was like +176. But when you look at those bottom teams, I mean, New Orleans is falling apart and who knows with Simeon. So 49ers definitely seem like they're a top 7 team in the NFC. But in the AFC, I don't know. I mean, you could easily see teams flip-flopping, and I'm not necessarily 100% sold on the Chargers either yet. So
no. Yeah, maybe that's the value for the no for the Chargers. They they have big games every week. All right, Harry, do you have anyone for the AFC?
No, but I did want to mention you mentioned the Bills though, Sal. It's interesting. Just I wanted to date back because I was one of them who went when the total came out for 10.5 wins. I thought that was a steal. Didn't you too? Didn't we all think that was a steal considering they won 13 last year?
Yeah,
10.5. You get the extra game. Boy, I mean, the games they've won this year against bad teams, they haven't won anything really impressively.
Parlay Kid was the only one who didn't count the Patriots out. I was like, 4 weeks in, I'm like, oh, they're going to win this division by 3 games, 4 games. It's not even going to be close. They'll have it wrapped up.
They've given up by this time in November. The last 3 games, the Patriots, last 3 games, they've given up a total of 13 points.
I know.
Rolling.
I know. It's rough. Oh,
sucks,
I hate this Patriots.
But they are rolling. Parlay Kid.
Go away, Patriots. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with Bet Eggs. All right, here we go. My favorite now. I don't like it. It's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick
and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
All right, I'm going to say, I don't want to jinx it because we have a big game coming up where I have Tampa Bay on every single Moneyline parlay alive. I need that to come through tonight against the Giants, and we'll go over that game in a minute. But I have no bet ache so far. Harry, you're chock full of bet aches. Go ahead. What are you going to start with?
Yeah, look, about I'm not going to get into too much detail about this first one, but on Wednesday night, I had the University of Michael's University of Buffalo. I mean, honestly, +3.5, I bought up to 3.5. I mean, a million things went wrong in that game in the last 5 minutes plus overtime to lose that game +3.5 in overtime. Just brutal. But I will say this. I had a Moneyline parlay yesterday. I had a Moneyline parlay getting back like $800. Colts Moneyline, easy winner at plus like 270. Fantastic, right? Washington football team came out strong in the second half, beat Cam Newton, right? Okay. And before I get to my loser, I had it with the Chargers money line because, of course, what I'm going to do is get to the Sunday night game. I'm going to middle it. I'm going to have Chargers money line. I'm going to have the Steelers +6.
You would have won.
And I would have hit both. Would have hit both. Not just one. I would have hit both. But I had the Bears money line. Unbelievable. To get that, to have third, fourth and six, and then legal motion, of course, the Bears from midfield, basically. Now it's 4th and 11. I'm dead with Andy Dalton in there. And he throws that touchdown pass to take the lead. Unbelievable with a minute to go. And Baltimore and Huntley's done nothing on offense all game. And the Bears just let him go straight down the field.
They gave Huntley too much time. I warned you.
He had 59 minutes for the whole rest of the game or the other game of the game to score any touchdowns and couldn't do it. Unbelievable, Bears. And then let him rush it in from the 4-yard line, you jerks.
It's your brother's favorite team. That's why you went with it.
I think I deserve it because the second parlay kid told us who his Shark Tank picks was. The second he sent it, I hit right back and said, Ravens is your loser.
Well, you do deserve it.
He's my only winner.
Yeah. All right, parlay kid. Go ahead, parlay kid.
Well, right. Look, my Shark Tank parlay. Oh my gosh. I guess if you're going to lose, you might as well lose big, right? Honestly, like you don't, it's just, you lose and that's it. You walk away. So, had the Titans on it, but I was actually glad maybe the Titans lost once the Bills. To me, the Bills are my bet ache. I again, we just talked about them. I've been all over the Bills this year. Although, I have seen the Patriots. I've been on their bandwagon too. I just thought the Bills would be the premier team in the AFC. Mm-hmm. And they have just not looked anything like Harry already stated that they've only beaten some really weak teams. Allen has regressed. And part of it is, and Harry's right about this, they have no running game. Zero running game. They can't run the ball. And the league seems to be figuring out these good passers, right? Yep. There's not, I mean, when Colt McCoy is one of the best guys on the day, something's wrong in the NFL. Something's not right. And the Bills are really suffering right now. It's got to be killing McDermott. He's a really defensive first guy. Their defense isn't very good. Their offense has certainly just lost its way. And I was convinced they were winning this game against the Colts. They just got knocked out right from the start. Maybe a blessing in disguise. I'm off the Bills now. I am off the Bills. I'll be rooting for them in a way. I'm on,
Well, complete panic mode if they lose to New Orleans on Thanksgiving on a short week. And who the hell knows who's going to prepare better for that, and the Patriots beat the Titans like they should. Then they're now all of a sudden the Patriots are a game and a half up, right? With only a few to play. That'd be interesting.
Damn straight. All
right, Bri, I know you got something for us.
Yeah, it was my Shark Tank pick too. So I had Central Michigan, Ball State over 59.5.
Oh my God, this was a bad one.
You were marking it as a win already for me, but another screw job by Central Michigan. I mean, I have not learned my lesson with this one. But I think it went down a little bit. I think it went off at like 57.5. The game's at 45 points in the first 27 minutes. I mean, 45 points in the first 27 minutes. And the funny thing is Central Michigan's about to score again with like a minute left. Guy wide open in the end zone right in front of him. He throws to somebody else, gets picked off. And then the second half starts and all of a sudden, like, it was a little bit of a crummy weather there anyway.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden the wind picked up. Then by the it was raining and windy in the third quarter, but by the fourth quarter it was literally like a monsoon. So it was like, forget it. You're not going to get any points. So there ended up being 9 points scored the rest of the way. But then what even drove me more crazy is Ball State had the first, I think it was 4 minutes left. They had a first down on the 20 of Central Michigan. They lost like 15 yards, but then they threw one up on fourth down. The guy's kind of, I wouldn't say he's wide open, but their tight end drops a touchdown pass, which would have put it over. Mm. But he kind of just, the game was already over. So he just walked, he basically walked back to the, you know, off the sidelines and didn't even care that he dropped the ball. But of course I did. So that was awful.
You know what we need? We need to pay some like meteorologist friend or something. Maybe it's some guy, meteorologist major coming out of Oswego State or something, Harry, like Alfred Stamm's class. I don't know what it would be, but we need to pay him like $5,000 and he needs to alert us. I'm like, hey, I don't know if there's any games going on right now, but there's a storm coming in Central Michigan, wherever the hell that game was, in Ohio, middle of Ohio, wherever it is. Hey, I don't know if you could make any. Wouldn't you have bet the under in the second half? Probably should have anyway, just a hedge. Yeah. But damn, that's what we need, Harry. Get on the case, will you?
I mean, maybe.
Listen, Al Roker's a meteorologist and went to Sunni Oswego.
That's too big, Harry. He's probably not going to be on our beck and call. You know what I'm saying? All right. That's Bet Aches. Let's hear the song again.
Jimmy calling a favor.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad ache. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache.
All right, Bet Aches is brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. PropSwap always has the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale. Thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day. Find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. Use promo code ODDS on your next deposit, and PropSwap will double it to $500. Wow. Double the cash means double the odds. And now it's time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. This week's prop focuses on the big game, Ohio State, Michigan. What will be the total number of C.J. Stroud passing touchdowns plus Cade McNamara passing touchdowns? Oh, that's a nice, easy, probably single-digit number. Last week, Stroud threw for 6. McNamara threw for 2. To enter, tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at PropSwap with the hashtag Extra Prop. You must be following both accounts to win. The winner will receive a $120 CJ Stroud Heisman ticket courtesy of PropSwap. He is currently the favorite. Go to PropSwap.com today or download the PropSwap app to find the best odds nationwide. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. Go ahead, Harry. Stroud plus McNamara. Touchdown passes.
I was going to say,
it says touchdowns, so I guess it's, it is passing touchdowns. Go ahead. Yep.
I'm going to say 7, but I also thought, you know, since Ken and I are going to the game, I thought you wanted to maybe do how many hot dogs, over under how many hot dogs Ken has.
Oh, you are going? Last I heard, you weren't going. We're not going.
No, we're going. It's official. Really? We're going.
Okay.
To the big house.
Nice. Oh, that's fun. Hey, we have something, an email, cousinsalagainstallodds@gmail.com. Hit us up with emails there. This guy's got a bet ache. This is Yvonne from Spain. He's written us before. I bet the Bears-Ravens game under live, first under 25.5 near the end of the first half, then under 28.5 after the Mooney touchdown. It was 9-7 Ravens with 1:45 left and 4th-and-11 for the Bears from midfield. Easy money, not so fast. Bears score and a passing touchdown from Dalton. Really? And the Ravens hadn't scored a touchdown in the game. Yes, this is what you were talking about, Harry. And with a winning 72-yard touchdown drive with a quarterback who nobody knew and hadn't thrown a 20-yard pass or more in the whole game. Unbelievable. Congrats again for the show, and congrats to Harry for his last Chiefs over bet. I think he means last, latest, right? Because it would be great if it was the last. But he should be suspended for betting overs for the rest of the year. One last thing. You should think about starting a tout service for the first touchdown scorer bets. What an amazing run. Just kidding. Keep it free. Keep up the good work. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Same to you, Yvonne or Ivan. I think it's Yvonne from Spain. He's writing us, Harry. We're going to get into the Monday night football game. Yes, right now. Bucks, 10.5, 50 against the Giants. I get it. They haven't looked good, Tampa. The Giants have looked like they're competing. They played well of late. But let's not forget, they had a 2-touchdown loss to Denver. They lost by 24 to Dallas. They lost by 25 to the Rams. They are capable of getting blown out. I think this is a big game for Bruce Arians. He laid an egg after a bye, after a loss.
This is now two losses in a row. He has to prove himself with Tampa versus a team Brady basically has a hard-on for, this Giants team. Brady, after back-to-back losses, 11-0, 9-2 against the spread, has not lost three straight since 2002. I like the Bucs big, 35-17. Parlay Kid, you're with me.
I love hearing that, Sal. Brother Brian and I are in a Survivor Pool contest where we have the Bucs, and we need the Bucs big tonight. A lot of money riding on this Survivor Pool. It's the one pick we have left, so we need the Bucs. So let's jump on. I agree, Sal. Arians kind of called himself out after the last game, said he needed to be better as a coach. We know an angry Tom Brady is the best Tom Brady. I think Brady right now, like you said, Tampa as a team and Tom Brady after back-to-back losses, almost an impossibility to think they lose three in a row. I think they come out here, the defense shows up, the offense, it rolls, and I think they get a blowout victory here against the G-men.
All right, Brian, you're going the other way. You think Barkley is going to make, well, I don't know. We'll get into the props in a second. But Barkley looks like might be playing. Gronk looks like might be playing. But who the hell knows by now?
Yeah, I doubt it's going to be this easy for us, right, in the Survivor Pool that we're going to advance this easy. I feel like we're going to have to sweat it out in this game. But it is a weird game, right? You have the Bucs who've been great at home. I think they're 7-1 against the spread in their last eight. And then the Giants, though, have been good against the spread on the road. Under Judge, they're 9-3 against the spread. Mm-hmm. And Giants typically play well against, you know, against Brady. So if the Bucs had all their pieces, I would probably jump on them. But they're still missing enough guys here or there. But I think this is similar. I'm going to say this is similar to last year's game. Maybe it's a little bit of a bigger Bucs win. You know, Giants might backdoor this year, but they win a kind of close one, 7 to 10 point area. But then after this game, I feel like then the Bucs might take off.
All right. Harry, I'm surprised you're not jumping on the Giants here, but well, when you're doing so well with these overs, why would you shy away from that? But.
Yeah, going over 50. I mean, look, it does seem like this game should be an under considering Tampa Bay's sputtering offense and the Giants. Actually, you mentioned Sal playing pretty good lately defensively, giving up just 39 points in the last three games. But I'm going with the over. Bucs and Brady are pissed. 5 of 6 games this season versus 500 teams or worse, Tampa Bay has scored at least 28 points. You know, like I said, in 5 of 6 of them, and I think they take the frustrations out on the Giants defense that is 25th overall in the league. And let's get some help and some points from DJ, from Daniel Jones here in two games, career games versus Tampa Bay. He does have 6 total touchdowns against the Bucs in two games. So I'm going to go over 50 here.
All right. It's pretty good. Pretty good analysis. I buy it. Yeah, I had a 35-17, so slightly over. Let's see. Let's go for the Sicily boys to advance in there. Suicide pool or eliminator pool is the PC way of saying it. 2021. Let's get our prop going. I like Leonard Fournette, but not running the ball, receiving the ball. Already more receptions than last year. He caught 8 of 9 targets for 45 yards. I think his regular number is 25 is over under, but I'm adjusting it to 40 plus on FanDuel. You can get that Fournette 40 plus receiving yards at plus 188. He's had 40 or more in 4 of his last 6. Mm. He's become the James White type parlay kid for Brady, right? Just a little outlet, knows what he's doing. You know, we saw even the bad game against Washington. He's really leaning on the shorter passes, the short thing, and that's what Fournette represents to him. I'm going the adjusted number, 40 plus receiving yards, plus 188. Parlay Kid, what do you like?
Oh, so I'm getting suckered right back into this bet that I got killed on yesterday. It.
Yeah.
And I've been getting killed on all year.
Good.
Brady over 2.5 touchdown passes. It went from plus 120. I'm looking at it now. It's minus 102. I should shy away from it. But since I was going with it originally, I'm not going to let that little swing deter me. I said before, an angry Brady is the best Brady. We've seen, you know, this is a game that I would be kicking myself by halftime when I'm like, Brady's thrown 3 already. I think he gets this by the end of the third quarter, Sal.
Interesting.
I think he's coming, he's slinging it around tonight, Sal. He's going to sling it around. He's going to get this. This is a winner before the end of the third quarter, Sal.
Nice. All right. Yep. Brother Bry, you like the Giants, but it's not going to be because Barkley runs
wild.
Oh, yeah. I think Giants can cover this game. Yeah. But I'm not expecting much from Barkley. So I'm going to go the under 42.5. It looks like Barkley and Booker are both going to be playing tonight. But I just don't think Barkley's workload is going to be, you know, a lot running the ball. I mean, they'd be better off throwing them the ball out of the backfield. I mean, I know Tampa's missing Vita Vea, which is big for them, especially against the run, but they still only average giving up 58 yards rushing to running backs per game. Booker's been good for them, too. So I think he should get more of the tough carries here. I just don't think Barkley gets enough against this defense. And they, you know, and part of the thing, too, is like they could be playing from behind, too. So I don't know how long they'll be able to run the ball for.
Yeah. All right, Harry, I should have included you in when I was talking about Leonard Fournette. You're going the rushing total.
Yeah, I'm going to go over 62.5 yards at minus 113. The Giants are 21st in the league versus the rush. And Fournette, four of his last six games, he's had 67 yards or more. I think Tampa's offense gets right, and we mentioned here tonight. And that includes Fournette running the ball, and I think he goes over 62.5.
Harry, right, would you change your mind if I said it's over 64.5 now?
Ooh.
It's 64.5 now.
All right. Well, he's still got four of his last six games, 67 or more. Sure. Why not?
Right. Harry, what? Oh, now it's 68.5. What are you going to do now? That trend is no longer good now. I don't know what you're going to do. All right, Harry, you decide what you want to do. In the meantime, I'm going to let you know this Thanksgiving, FanDuel Sportsbook's thankful for you. That's why they're giving all customers up to $100 bonus on same game parlays. Feast on the NFL all weekend long and turn little bets into big paydays with same game parlays. Oh boy, there's so much great action. I don't know. Would Brother Bry take a same game parlay? Car over 1.5 touchdown passes or under?
I would go over there.
Over? All right. Parlay Kid, what do you like? Dallas money line?
Yeah, take Dallas money line.
Let's take Dallas money line. Let's take Zeke over rushing yards. I think he's going to shake it off.
And both Dak and Carr with an interception.
Oh, come on. Come on, Harry. Stop that.
We should look at Carr to throw an interception. I think that's a good one, Harry.
On the same game parlay, SGP. Find it on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Payouts in as little as 2 hours. Easy to use, safe and secure. Great offers to new and existing customers. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook app. Unlock your same game parlay bonus today. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you could also enjoy a risk-free bet up to $1,000 when you sign up with promo code Against All Odds. That's promo code Against All Odds exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. All right, let's get to the dessert. This is it, guys. This is the coconut custard pie. This is the lemon pie, if you will. Oh, my God. Harry picked lemon pie. We went over on our extra points and minus three, we had a special. Harry said lemon pie is the best dessert. Can you imagine saying that on Thanksgiving or any other time? Lemon pie, Parlay Kid.
Lemon meringue pie?
Lemon meringue pie, Darren.
And listen, you went Darren, with meringue.
I love lemon meringue pie, Harry. My Italian
grandmother used to make it for me every holiday. All the time, and it was delicious. And Sal even had some before.
I love lemon meringue pie. I didn't really associate it with Thanksgiving, but I do.
Well, you kept saying, I forgot the meringue. You kept saying lemon pie. I don't know why. It doesn't jump out at me. But
it's a nice little change of pace from apple or chocolate.
It is nice. Listen, it definitely works. Your brother's 712 pounds, so who's gonna argue with that? But like I said, this is the dessert of the podcast. The first touchdown. We are what, Brother Bri? Plus 69 units. If you bet all of our first touchdown picks all year long, Monday and Thursday game, I think because you won Thursday, who did you have? Aguilar?
Yeah, we're plus seven. Yeah, we're 70 units, right?
70 plus, units. I didn't ever know if we take off the unit for the day, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, seven. Go with this all year long. You heard in the email there, Yvonne wrote that we should be charging people. We're not going to do it, but we expect you to jump on here. And I'm going Mike Evans for a couple reasons. First of all, I had Godwin typed up, and then I got Harry's text. And he's going Godwin. So I was like, all right, I'll go Evans. I'm going against Evans in a big fantasy game in my West Coast league. And if he scores, I lose. So that's a nice little emotional hedge. Plus, the Giants have allowed 10 touchdowns to wide receivers. Evans doesn't get too many targets, too many receptions. Has two catches in three of his last four. But he scores three straight games where he scored, 9 touchdowns this year. He's a huge red zone target for Brady. And that's why it's such a low number of plus 550. Harry, you're going the other side with Godwin.
Yeah, it's 6-1. Went to Godwin. He leads Tampa in receptions and in targets. He's at double-digit targets in 3 of the last 5 games. Scored first touchdown of the game versus the Saints on Halloween. And he had the first touchdown of the game versus your guys' Cowboys in the season opener. So give me Godwin at 6-1.
All right. Brother Bry, you think Gronk's playing? And you think he pays dividends early?
Yeah, like it's weird to think that Gronk, you know, he's plus 950, but it's weird to think he's really only played in 3 games this year.
Yeah.
It feels like he's been more, but he has 4 touchdowns in those 3 games. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's going to be a huge part, obviously, tonight if he plays. I kind of like the over there. But there are a couple, you know, in general, there's a bunch of good first down props this week, I feel like, compared to last week. So you could get some good odds. I wish we had somebody a little bit higher odds. I might be regretting this Gronk. We're all on Tampa, though, here.
Yeah, they were lower when you thought Gronk and Barkley weren't playing now, right? So now it's like it leveled off a little bit. Gronk's got to look across and see those jerseys, see that laundry, and say, we got to beat this Giants team. That's not a bad bet at plus 950. Parlay Kid, you're swinging for the fences there.
Yeah, this is a bit of, I'm kind of going with Harry's theory of the spite pick the last week. This is really to spite Harry, this pick, because Harry was silent all day yesterday, even though he was 11-2 on his extra points picks. He was killing it, yet you didn't hear a word from him all day, as if he wasn't even watching football, maybe? Probably.
I did have to do a lot of cleaning yesterday. Sure, a lot of cleaning, Darren.
Yep.
The in-laws are coming to town tonight.
We're going to get to that in a second. But yeah, Paul Lake.
So, you know, again, in our stupid fantasy league, mm-hmm. I have a 90% chance of winning against Harry with, as you guys know, a totally makeshift lineup of mine.
Right.
Like, I'm just moving guys around because everybody's out. But I'm 90% chance of beating Harry. When's the only time we hear from Harry? When he bypasses me yesterday in fantasy football. Nighty night, Darren, he says.
Well, it's not even over. Why would he do that? Crap. You're in good shape now because he jinxed himself for sure.
Right. And well,
but Darren, great call not going with Carr. I didn't go with Carr against Cincinnati and stayed with Herbert. Great call.
Well, why wouldn't you go with Herbert when Watt is out, Fitzpatrick is out, Joe Hayden is out? Of course you would go with Herbert. Go with Herbert.
Herbert wasn't good last week.
You would go with Herbert every day.
I see what you're doing, Parlay Kid. So you're 8 down to Harry, and I need a touchdown.
The only way I can win this game is with a Bucs defense, a special teams touchdown. Yeah. So I'm riding on it right from the start here, Sal. First touchdown, Tampa Bay 28-1. 28-1. Look, Harry's been on a nice roll. I'll give him some credit the last week.
8-2. 8-2 on extra points videos, Darren. 8-2.
He's back to being the person we know and hate.
And Darren, how about that? How about the Utah call, Darren? The Utah call on Saturday. Oregon goes down and they're a fraud.
So why would you go against Huntley, who's a Utah kid?
I'm looking at this Parlay Kid. Maybe there's a way you can bet against it. I know it's fun. Is there a prop on that they will score a touchdown? That they will score. Oh, anytime score, you don't get the other side on that.
I can't
believe it. Leave it to Daniel Jones.
My
probably
fantasy luck the last two. I've never seen anything like it. It's been ridiculous.
Yeah,
I
but
can't
hold on,
it.
Brother Bry. You did play a team that didn't have a quarterback. Harry's brother and Nahas had a game where Dak Prescott didn't play. And got a big zero. Right. You know what? Right?
That is true. But I did put up a ton of points that week. I wouldn't have won had he had a quarterback.
Right. Yes.
But, you know, that was kind of at. You know.
Well, okay, then. That's all you have to say.
All right. All right.
Tampa defense special teams 5-1.
5-1, two score. So there's no way to go against it. I think unless you go that there's no special teams touch, then it's getting crazy. Oh, you don't want to do that. Anyway, Harry, how do the windows look? You left, you know, you were here for a weekend. It was nice. We went to the beach. We played, you know, we ate. We watched high school football, and then you're like, I got to go. There's a free flight for me. And I don't know. I got it on my ring. I don't know what the hell time he's leaving. He left my house like 3:53 a.m. Sunday morning. I'm like, what? Just watch football with us. What are you doing? But anyway, I got a note today. You had to go home to help clean the house. Your girlfriend's parents are coming. And I get a note that they're coming to visit. So last night, everything was a mess in the master bedroom, changing the sheets. So that's where Harry usually sleeps. The girlfriend sleeps in the back bedroom, so Harry slept in the back bedroom with her last night, even though the parents don't get there until today. Harry said she likes to keep the fan on. He was coughing a bunch in the middle of the night.
I coughed once.
She got up and walked out and went to sleep in the other room. And
On the couch.
On the couch in the same room?
Yeah. No, different room.
Okay, well, so what did I say? I said she wanted to get up and slept in the other room. Anyway, all right. So, Harry, so things are going great. The house is clean.
House is spotless. Spotless, and she did it all. I really didn't have to do anything.
It sounds like an engagement week to me.
Why are you bragging about not doing anything? You could have stayed here if you didn't do anything. You didn't wake up at 3:30.
Yeah, but I still had to get a flight home.
I know, but there's Southwest flights all day.
Listen, I'm telling you, Southwest now, not good. Because you have to go, not a lot of direct flights to Phoenix. You got to go to Salt Lake City or you have to go to Denver. Screw that on a Sunday. I got a bunch of games too.
There's not direct flights from LA to Phoenix?
There are, but not a lot. And there's not, and if, and
what
I got
to
fly
mean,
stand.
Not a lot? So if there's three, you take the one that's three, out at four
got,
in the
but
morning.
But I got to fly standby. Sucks. Right.
I don't know.
Do you have to be there when our parents is there? You're 50 years old.
Hey, guess what? After Thanksgiving, when they're still here for a week, I'm leaving for Michigan on Friday.
Wow, that's good too. What time's that flight? 2:45 a.m.
I don't know. Kent's working it out as we speak.
All right, there you go. All right, fellas, we will be back. I don't even know what to
say. Big H in the big house.
Just bet our first touchdown. We look forward to the video, yes. Harry. But just bet our first touchdown bets. We have Evans plus 550, Tampa defense 28-1, Gronk plus 950, Godwin 6-1. Go parlay, kid. Your game against Harry. Go Sicoli brothers in their eliminator pool and go Bucks. Jesus, please win. I have too much tied to this money line. Parlay. Check us out. We will be back Wednesday with the Thursday games, and then we'll be back again Friday with the weekend games. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds for the Degenerate Trifecta, Spaghetti and Meatballs, and Babyface Joel Solomon. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping.